My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tough morning for Dana Brown, man.
It's a boy. The internet.
Public perception right now. Yeah.
I'm looking at Fax Sports, FAX Sports, which is a very good troll account.
It's a satire.
They make it look like a real news story and actually get some people. Headline, Dana Brown reportedly stunned by Astros Kikuchi trade. I thought they said they were including Guerrero.
Dude, the memes are funny.
This is where they ended at.
Yeah.
Where Loperfido, Will Wagner, and Jake Bloss all go to Kikuchi. He of the career 4.71 ERA.
Yeah.
The pitcher. Yeah, he strikes guys out a lot when he's not letting up runs. He comes over for 3 of your best young prospects. All 3 of those guys in the top 12 of the Astros pipeline. It was a steep price.
For a guy that's
just I had said, Sean, I was kind of exaggerating, but kind of true that I would. I'll take a guy with a 4.1 ERA. I just want somebody that I can rely on. He's not that guy.
No.
People are saying, well, he's got a 4.77 ERA, but he's at a bad stretch. He'll regress to the mean. He's at his mean.
Yeah.
This is how averages work.
You're gonna hit me at some point.
I can't hit the other people I want to hit.
Aaron's right there. Hit him. we'll get to Dana Brown and his thoughts on the deal last night. But if you're just waking up and you missed it, Astros lose last night in somewhat cataclysmic fashion. They were leading most of the game in a game they were going against one of the best pitchers in baseball, Paul Skeens. They had a 2-1 lead going into the eighth. Presley gives up the tying run. Hader gives up a 3-run homer in the ninth. That was bad enough. And now this trade that has been widely panned around Houston. I have seen at least one report card that has the Astros winning that deal. We'll get to that later in the segment here. We'll get to that at 7:20. The Danico Autry suspension. Texans defensive end Danico Autry suspended for 6 games for violating the PED policy. Took some sort of supplement or prescription that had a tainted, that had a banned substance in it. It was a tainted prescription. He claims that he didn't know that it was tainted, that he had no idea he was putting that into his body. He's accepted the suspension. He did lawyer up at first. I think probably saw that that's probably a fairly futile road to go down with the NFL.
Well, the lawyer, I mean, that would be probably to go after the pharmacy or the doctor.
I think he tried both, but you try to appeal
with the NFL, and they just, unless it's very, very rarely overturned. The NFL's policy is very clear that you're responsible for what you put in your body. The only time they've relented on that is when it's like actual food, like with Dwayne Brown. He'd eaten the clenbuterol tainted beef, and he could prove it. But other than that, it's just it's in your body. You gotta sit.
This is the history of PED suspensions with the Houston Texans. They've had their fair share actually since 2010. They've had 6 PED suspensions since 2010. We remember in 2010, Brian Cushing got suspended before the season started. He missed the first 4 games. Then Dwayne Brown was suspended 2 games into the season, so he missed weeks 3 through 6. So that was in 2010. Then in 2017, Max Bulla. Remember Max Bulla?
Old Michigan State.
Inside linebacker, undrafted free agent.
Texans had a Michigan State fixation for a little bit.
Under O'Brien, they did.
Keith Mumphrey, Max Bulla.
Yeah, Keyshawn Martin was in the building. Mr. Fair Catch himself. Yeah. Max Bulla got suspended 4 games for PEDs in 2017 in May that year.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you saw the field again for the Texans. Brian Cushing got suspended a couple weeks into that season for a second time, and he missed 10 games that year.
Yeah.
That was in 2017. Then in 2020, if you remember, right around Thanksgiving, Will Fuller and Bradley Roby both got suspended for 6 games.
And they were wrapped up in some kind of, like a doctor or somebody else, some kind of trainer in Arizona, where I believe it was Arizona or Denver, somewhere out west.
Sure.
And they'd gotten, those players had gotten suspended too.
Yeah.
It must have been Denver because it was Roby. I think Roby was the connection to the other,
Maybe. And Bradley Roby, a Denver Bronco before he became a Houston Texan. But if you remember, they both got suspended for 6 games. Will Fuller ended up serving out his suspension as a Miami Dolphin.
That's right.
The last game of it. They've served the final 5 games of that year, and then the last game they served with whatever team they were on next. I think Roby got traded to the Saints that next season. The common theme with all this.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this.
Common theme with all this. 2010, 2017, and 2020, all massively disappointing seasons for the Houston Texans.
Wow, come on.
Massively disappointing. 2010, they were coming off their first above 500 season, and they were supposed to be a big deal. And they finished 6-10. 2017, a lot of that was because Deshaun tore his ACL, but still a massively disappointing season. And then 2020, that was the COVID year where Bill O'Brien got fired. But these,
I'm not going to allow 2017 because Deshaun tore his ACL, and yet it felt like a promising season at the end of it because you had seen what you had in Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
So I'm not accepting
you. You're
not? No.
Okay. You're okay with 4-12,
unless also guaranteeing that the recent history of Hurricanes bringing World Series championships
irresistible force meets the immovable object.
The trend of that one dot on the graph.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it a trend.
It's brought baseball championships.
100% of the time, Sean. 100% of the time there's been a hurricane before the World Series.
It brought baseball championships. In 2017, it brought the season that you're saying was all right with Deshaun out there right now.
And yeah.
So anyways, I get it. Like, the cause and effect of those suspensions in those seasons.
I'll tell you,
2010, there actually was probably some cause and effect with Cushing and Dwayne Brown.
The weird thing about it is that you've got two guys that have had two suspensions in both Dwayne Brown and Cushing, but Dwayne's was retracted.
The second one was
he was pinched a couple times.
Two run-ins.
They unpinched him once.
Yeah, two run-ins. So That's the history of the suspensions. Again, if you're just getting in your car and you're hearing about the suspension, how big an impact do you think this is to Nico Autry?
It's all right. It's not the sky is falling, because you know what else happens during the season? Guys get injured and they go out for 6 weeks. And I always try to look at suspensions and holdouts through that filter. Like, all right, yeah, look, you're going to lose people to injuries. You're going to lose people to holdouts. You're going to lose people to suspensions. And you're not a good football team if one injury crushes your whole season, unless it's your quarterback.
Right.
So I'm not, you know, hiding under blankets right now. But it's very, very disappointing when I was so excited about this pass rush, and part of that being that on passing downs, Sneak Autry was going to be one of your defensive tackles out there with Will Anderson on one side, Daniil Hunter on the other, perhaps even another defensive end moved down to defensive tackle depending on the situation, and that's scary. That's menacing.
Yeah.
You've got potential three potential double-digit sack type of guys out there all at once, and you're not going to have that for six games.
No, that I think that's the part for me. It's not a fear of what is happening with this suspension. I mean, Danico Autry is a good player and a junkyard dog and a bad MFer and all the things Nick said. He's fairly far down the list of guys that impact your season if he's not out there. My prediction for any of the first six games doesn't change because there's no Danico Autry out there. I'm just disappointed because what you're describing, especially on third down, would be fun as hell to watch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Daniil Hunter coming off one end, Will Anderson coming off the other, Danico Autry doing his thing inside.
It's like the New York sack exchange what was Philadelphia's nickname there back in the day? Remember back when they had Clyde Simmons and Reggie White and everybody? They had a nickname,
did
I think.
They? Okay. Yeah. I mean, I know the Steel Curtain and the Purple People Eaters.
I think they called them the Philadelphia A-holes.
Okay. Well,
that's the city. Okay. Yeah. No, I don't know what the defensive line was called.
Something. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, something. So I'll be disappointed not to see that. Speaking of Daniil Hunter, so as we're, a little nervous about the Danico Autry suspension and its impact, just know that Daniil Hunter is feared by many around the NFL. The NFL's top 100 reveal has begun. The whole thing's going to be revealed by Thursday this week. You know I'm a big NFL top 100 guy. I just enjoy it. I love the videos that they do for it. Those are really fun. This is some audio from Daniil Hunter is 68th on the NFL top 100. Laremy Tunsil 71. Daniil Hunter 68. Stephon Diggs 56. So two of the guys that have made it so far for the Texans are guys you've imported this season. You brought in.
Like, how many did they have last year on the list?
Laremy, and that's it.
You're a junkie on this.
Laremy was 85 last year. He's up to 71 this year, which Titus Howard did not like. Titus was mad.
Oh, really?
That.
Oh,
yeah. Titus thought that Laremy got robbed.
Those guys are big. You know, offensive line. You want your offensive line to be the guys that are the most active on social media.
Sure. Yeah.
That's what you think. Like blue collar online all the time. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
That's
good.
How it goes.
We'll show those haters.
Daniil Hunter, 68th on this. Here's some audio. These are some of the guys that have gone against Daniil Hunter, some offensive linemen. The very last one you're going to hear, the one that's on here the most, kind of the southern voice you're going to hear at the end, is Lane Johnson, who himself I think is like 41st on the list.
Offensive
really good
tackle.
Yeah, offensive tackle for the Eagles. Really, really good. Here is some Daniil Hunter fear going on right now.
Daniil Hunter?
Yeah. He's an alien.
Man, you just look at the man.
Just built in a lab.
Yeah, you look at him, he looks like a robot.
Biggest freak in the NFL. He has this vein that runs down his bicep. That's the biggest vein I've ever seen on a human being.
I don't know if he's putting baby oil on his arms for the game, too. First couple drives, you're going, oh, you know, look at this guy out here.
Daniil Hunter's intimidating physique isn't just for show. It helps make him one of the game's best.
It's like one or two steps, and he's already trying to do that cross chop on you. He covers a lot of distance in those two steps.
Yeah.
He's a guy that can do that, or he's a guy that can just run straight through you. So when you have that combination, that's what makes guys so good.
I look at him there all lathered up
that
in
was
baby
Johnson,
oil, and it's distracting
guy.
Is what it is.
Dude, the part where they're talking about the vein, they do a close-up of his arm that they're talking about, and it looks computer generated.
He looks like the prototype.
Yeah.
You know, he's another guy, kind of like Jadeveon Clowney in a way. When you watch him move at field level in person, he covers more ground than you expect just because he does have such long strides. It's been really cool to watch him work out here because he's very much a technician. And, it's not like it's not like there's a lot of days where all of a sudden you're like, you know, Danielle Hunter made it impossible for anybody. It's been by committee that they've been this defensive line has made it impossible for the offense to operate at times.
Yeah.
Even when they're not actually touching this or sacking the quarterback, the pocket has gotten pushed back into C.J. Stroud so often that you're starting to see some frustration seep in, I think. And it's everything you would have hoped for. He looks, you know, every bit as youthful as you'd want at this point in his career. I don't think he's going to be a guy that's going to take a step backwards physically for at least another few years. And it's hard to not get caught staring. You know, you're like, oh, God, I've been staring at him for like 30 seconds, haven't I?
Nobody saw you.
Got all these fans over here in the stands. They're going to get that photo of me, like, you know, when people are sitting courtside.
Yeah.
And the woman's checking out Kobe Bryant or something.
Even when all it takes is 1 second for you to check them out. Because once that still shot hits. Yeah. So that's tough.
It's full body. They'll see what I'm doing with my hands, though, and there's no disguising that.
Nope.
It's like that guy at the – remember that security guard?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
At NRG Stadium.
I do. Rough look.
Oh, that was so bad.
So the Texans have three guys in this thing so far. Tunsil, 71. Hunter, 68. Stephon Diggs, 56. The other guys I thought could crack the top 100, they're probably too far into. They're all the way up to 31 right now, mm-hmm. So they've got the top 30. CJ still has not been revealed. I think CJ will be in the top 30. The highest quarterback right now in the top 100 is Jordan Love at 34.
Oh, if Jordan Love's down there, then CJ Stroud definitely
I think CJ's
is.
Ahead of Jordan Love.
I think that if there's one thing that's pretty amazing is how universal the praise of CJ Stroud is from not just current players, and it's not just, you know, avoiding the bulletin board positive things to say. They just, even the guys like the linebackers up in Indianapolis, even though they've been beefing with CJ kind of all offseason, they've said multiple times on that podcast how good CJ is.
Yeah.
And you look at former NFL quarterbacks, and they're just over the moon at how advanced CJ was last year.
It's hard. It's really hard to find someone that has a bad thing to say about CJ Stroud, the player. Like you said, the Colts guys don't like CJ Stroud, the trash talker, very much. But he's, you know, he's so far in his career, he's backing it up. They showed on the NFL, one of the NFL Instagram accounts showed actual ballots that guys had filled out for the NFL top 100.
Yeah.
I guess you fill out either your top, I think you fill out your top 20, and then they tabulate all of them. I've never talked to a player who's actually voted, so maybe they were fake ballots, but mm-hmm. It's the NFL's account, and they were handwritten. There were like six of them, and you kind of thumb through it on Instagram, you scroll through it. CJ was, and it's the top 20, it is the top 20. CJ was on like five of them. And on some of them, he's in the top 10. So I'm anxious to see where he finishes in this thing. I know you're not as anxious as I am. I like the NFL.
No, I know. It's grown on me.
Yeah.
It's grown on me. I used to hate power rankings, and now
people
I'm obsessed with being offended by power rankings.
Right.
I'm just thinking about the NFL putting those ballots out there. Like, handwriting is right there. Like, people have distinctive handwriting. That's
really?
Yes. Yes, 100%.
You think someone's looking at the NFL's Instagram account I recognize it.
No, when you give somebody a ballot and it's supposed to be anonymous, that includes not taking a screenshot of a handwritten ballot and putting it out there.
Okay.
The NFL, it's dicey.
You think that's messed up?
This is the same with the thing with Hard Knocks, where players don't get a say in whether or not their interviews get put out
there.
That's
messed up.
Like, hey, we're going to film you a crime.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ryan and or looking like an idiot, and it's going to be out there for the whole world to see.
That's kind of messed up.
The handwriting. My handwriting, you could pick it out in a second. You could put my handwriting in front of it. It's like, was a fourth grader writing in block letters on that? That's Seth's.
Right, but there's like 1,500 players, you know? Like
you could pick it out.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's weird because I think it's genetic, too, because my brother and I both have like the exact... I was going through my dad's estate stuff.
Yeah.
And like, we got the exact same handwriting as my dad, and I'm not... My dad wasn't around enough for me to actually like, you know, been emulating his handwriting.
Yeah.
I don't know if I had ever seen his handwriting in my life before I saw that.
Yeah. So there you go. We'll see where CJ lands. I think they're revealing 30 through 21 today. So we'll see where he. I think he's going to wind up in the top 20 in this thing. We'll see.
Yeah, how do you think how many voters vote for themselves?
They put themselves in the top. Deshaun for sure. Remember Deshaun's video when he landed in the top 100 during the year where he was walking around as a backup safety here, and all these videos are like celebrating the guys. They go for like 4 minutes, and it's guys gushing about him. And Deshaun, who's literally in the middle of all, he's getting sued by all those women.
Oh yeah!
And they're like, it was like this 45-second video with this tremendous gravitas, where he next throws a pass.
Yeah,
is unbeknownst to anybody.
Folsom Prison.
Yeah, dude, it was so weird.
He was singing the Folsom Prison Blues up at his press conference the other day.
We've got that.
Yeah,
we've got that.
Wait until you hear the Folsom Prison Blues remix from Deshaun Watson coming up next.
We've got Deshaun. Deshaun is just he's a piece of
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole. Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Work, man. The trade made by the Astros last night. Astros lose 5-3 to the Pittsburgh Pirates last night. Very winnable game. They were up 2-1 in the eighth. Blew the lead. Ryan Presley allows a tying run. Josh Hader gives up a three-run home run in the ninth. Bad night on the field. And most fans would say, Seth, at least 93% of them now on my Pender poll,
yeah,
would say bad night off the field as well. The Astros trade Joey Loperfido, very popular young outfielder.
Yes, made some great defensive plays very recently.
A lot of potential. And by the way, a team that might have – on a team – who they don't know where they're at right now in this season with Kyle Tucker and long-term with Kyle Tucker.
Right.
You know, you're trading away outfield depth, young outfield depth, cost-controlled outfield depth.
Guys with 6 years of, well, 5 years remaining of arbitration and what have
you. Team control,
yeah.
Right. So they trade Joey Loperfido, Will Wagner, a legacy, the son of Billy Wagner, a solid minor league infielder, and then Jake Bloss, who is a starting pitcher who struggled in his major league debut but tore up the minor leagues.
Right, and is one of these guys like Eric Geddy that shouldn't have been in the majors anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's something there.
There would be – I think this trade would feel even worse had Bloss not come up to the big leagues at all. If he was just still in double A,
yeah,
with like his 1.7 ERA or what it was, you would feel like, man, this guy could be the next big thing.
There was Astros fans would be PO'd about this.
Yeah, and then there already are. But
because the thing is, all right, if you – what are you getting back? Okay, we need a starting pitcher. You don't need him to be magnificent or anything, but you got to be able to spread these starts out as Verlander and Luis Garcia come back. That's great, but you can't rely on that. But it's a guy that's got a career 4.7 ERA in Kikuchi.
Yeah, it's Yusei Kikuchi. I didn't mention who they traded him for. Yusei Kikuchi of Toronto, who's not been good of late.
It's driving me insane because you know what it doesn't make sense by? The back of the baseball card.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way to paint this. It's the back of the baseball card.
Someone posted the back of his baseball card
on
Twitter last
night. It's an awful back. His best year, he had like a 3.8 ERA in his last year. Dana Brown is a sucker for a recent success. Josh Hader's had dicey seasons before. Mm-hmm. And then Dana Brown cited, well, you know, with our analytics staff and our coaching, we can really bring guys. Who as of late? Like Garrett Cole doesn't play here anymore. Charlie Morton is not here anymore. Mm-hmm. It's not. I have zero faith that they're going to come in and get a Kikuchi, a version of which we haven't actually seen other than one little single season last year.
Yep.
And it wasn't even that good.
Here was Dana Brown talking about the market for starting pitching.
Yeah, I mean, the market right now is such. So, you know, a lot of these guys are – you know, they have high price tags. You know, in order to get a major league starter with that type of arm, I mean, you're going to have to give up some pretty good players that hurt, you know, and it's pretty difficult to give up young talent. But at the end of the day, you know, we're trying to really stabilize our rotation so that we can get back to the postseason and potentially get deep into the postseason.
The deadline is 3:00 this afternoon. So this is going to be, from an Astros fan's perspective, Seth, it's going to be very interesting to watch from two perspectives. One, do they make any more deals? Because that was rumored last night after the trade got made for Kikuchi, is that they're in on Yandy Diaz from Tampa Bay. I'm like, man, it's been an hour, and I already have PTSD from the Kikuchi trade over any other trades getting made. So that'll be one thing to watch, obviously. Do the Astros address any other needs? Because they probably still need another arm, whether in the bullpen or in the starting rotation. And number two, what other deals get made between now and 3:00 today to make us feel better about the market? Like if Blake Snell goes for 6 prospects or something like that, do we feel better about getting Kikuchi for just 3 prospects from the Astros? You know what I mean?
Right.
If the market winds up being as insane as it probably should be because there's so few sellers and so many buyers, then would we have felt better if no trade was made? You know?
Do you think... is this Dana Brown's trade or Jim Crane's trade?
I think it's
Jim Crane's trade. I don't think Dana Brown wanted to do this.
I think it's Jim Crane saying we have to get an arm.
no matter what.
We have to get. We cannot just stand pat with what we have right now.
Yeah, I would. It's
and then here's
Dana Brown's trade, but I don't think he's happy about it. I mean, like Bloss was going to be. Bloss might end up being a gem for him as a GM, as a
talent evaluator.
Yeah. That this is. By the way, everybody, James Click is the vice president of baseball or personnel.
He's a VP guy. I don't know what he's VP. He's a VP for the Blue Jays.
He is a VP for the Blue Jays, he's involved up there.
Yep. Now, ESPN thinks that the couple guys on ESPN that are doing report cards on all these deals, they think the Astros won the deal.
Yeah, but like in a pretty boring fashion, right? Well, they gave him a B-.
They gave him a B and they gave the
Blue Jays a C.
Oh, hang on. They've since downgraded the Astros to a C+.
Yeah, I saw
since last night.
Jeff Passan was a B last night. Okay.
It was a B last night.
Well, yeah, they just got some jackass intern writing it last night, and now then Passan and whoever else, Rosenthal or whoever else.
It's the same report card I had last night. It's the same link. It's the same two guys, Bradford Doolittle and David Schoenfeld.
Screw those guys.
They had a B last night.
Passan and one of their other big name guys.
What did they say about it?
They gave the Astros a C+, I think.
Okay.
So they probably, these guys just went and they plagiarized Passan.
Astro fans are giving this thing, by and large, a D- or an F. And I think there is a dynamic. I do want to acknowledge this. Like, there tends to be a dynamic where if you watch a guy daily, you tend to get attached to him a little bit.
Yeah.
We all know Lo Perfetto has holes in his game, but by and large, he's a very likable young outfielder whose flashes flash big. Like when he hits, he hits for power. When he hits a home run, he hits a home run. When he makes a play in the outfield, it's a holy bleep play in the outfield. And so, like, I think Lo Perfetto is very popular with Astro fans. Jake Bloss, I think, he hadn't pitched real well at the major league level, but he's an arm that has some promise, and the Astros have done pretty well with young pitching through the years, maybe not as much lately. And I think just, and sometimes the quantity of prospect, too, on top of the fact that, as you pointed out several times today, you say Kikuchi is not a very good major league starting pitcher right
now. Kikuchi, Blucci, he's got since early May, mid-May, he's got, an 8.7 ERA?
He's in his last eight starts, he's 0-4 with a 7.75 ERA.
Right. And again, I will do what the Astros love to do these days, which is consult the back of the baseball card. This is who Kikuchi has been throughout his entire five-year career. He's a 4.7 ERA guy.
Yeah.
He's not anybody that you even – I had said kind of a 4.1 ERA. I'd be just a guy that can go out there and give you some innings. But you've got a guy who's a career 4.7 ERA who's in the middle of a really, really bad stretch. I don't trust as much this Astros car wash that Dana Brown seems to, that you've had this success in the past with your Astros pitchers. I mean, Josh Hader is not the best version of Josh Hader since he's come to the Astros.
Not even close.
What
do you make of this? Picture posted online. This is from the Pittsburgh broadcast last night of Dana Brown sitting in what looks to be a luxury suite of some sort talking to Jeff Bagwell. Looks like it's the Insperity Club there because you see the brick wall right in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to Jeff Bagwell, which became kind of a common meme last night that Bagwell's fingerprints are all over this because it's a bad trade. What do you make of Ben Verlander, brother of Justin Verlander, being the one posting this picture?
Well, Ben Verlander is in the media now, so it's not like he's just, it's not like a normal guy's brother doing something. It's just out of nowhere.
Right. And yet,
Verlander knows. He's got the pulse of what the fans want.
Yeah.
And they want they're putting their own words into Bagwell's mouth, and it's something along the lines of like, "Well, I don't know, Dana. First they tell me that I'm not supposed to look at the back of the baseball card, so I stopped. And now you go and you make a move that I would have told you to consult the back
of
the baseball card."
Yeah, it's a
great
point.
This is stupid on back of the baseball card. It's Jose Abreu stupid. It's Jose
level,
Abreu
huh?
stupid. I'm not calling Jose Abreu stupid.
You think this deal is as bad as what we now know the Abreu contract looks like? I mean, he was the worst player in baseball.
No, the Jose Abreu contract was.
And I'm not saying it's a good trade.
No. Okay, let's remember the Jose Abreu contract raised eyebrows, but it wasn't. Nobody should have expected that he would take the plummet that he did.
Okay.
The big mistake with Abreu was sticking with him as long
as they did. So you're saying at the time of the deal, it feels like the Abreu thing a little bit.
This feels worse than the Abreu thing. Because the Abreu was like, okay, you're overpaying. But look, Abreu showed some signs of age the previous year. But he's still he's still a good baseball player.
The reaction was 50-50 to Abreu. You know what I mean? Like the reaction, and I was in favor of the Abreu contract.
It was more along the lines of okay, what are we doing here? You're paying an older guy, and it's a lot of money when you could have. But this is more it seems like a Bill O'Brien trade.
Yeah.
This seems like you're giving away really bright young prospects. You're three of your top 12 prospects in your system, and you're giving it for this guy.
Abreu was a smoke 'em because you got him situation. Like, hey, we got all this extra money because these guys are Verlander didn't re-sign with us, and
we'll put Montero through the car wash.
Even
though he's already been in the car wash.
Montero been in the car wash. They gave him $11 million, and then he never decided to go back in the car wash again.
Yeah.
So, it's a tough morning for Astro fans. We'll see. I don't know what I haven't seen when Kikuchi gets his first start as an Astro. I feel kind of bad for Kikuchi because, you know, like you come to a new team and the fans are probably more upset about what they gave up for him than the fact that he's the acquisition. Like if they got him for just what if it was the trade was initially reported? Because we got to point that out. This was very weird reporting because it was initially reported as Jake Bloss for Kikuchi.
Right.
And that was something that had Astro fans upset because you're giving up a guy with many years of team control left who was excellent in the minors. Had flashes here and there in the majors, but had struggled, but expectedly, because he's not even supposed to be pitching in the majors yet. And then all of a sudden, Loper Fido and Will Wagner get thrown in. If this were just Bloss and Kikuchi, how would you feel?
I would stick to what I had said before, which is like, all right, it's going to hurt a little bit, but you're going to get a guy.
You need somebody now.
I can't get excited about Kikuchi in general, though. Like, I had held fast that, like, I want a guy that's got a 4.0 ERA, you know, like that type of guy, a serviceable starter. This is a below-average starter who, he strikes guys out a lot. Awesome. He's not walking people that much. All right, but he's allowing runs.
Yeah.
And you slice and dice it. Oh, look at the FIP. Yeah, he's had a really bad stretch, but his FIP over that stretch is a 4.66.
Yeah.
Right, that's still really, really bad.
Right. Like when Presley was having bad luck earlier in the year, his FIP, which is the should-have-been ERA kind of, I guess I'll call that for people who don't know what FIP is, his was still like at a level where you're like, okay, well if that's his real ERA, I'm cool with that.
I'm like I was looking at Chandler Rome's article and he says, well, his FIP during this period where he's at an 8.70 ERA, his FIP is a 4.66. So you just think of it, remove luck from the equation and bad fielding, he's got a 4.66 ERA. Right, that's still bad.
Yeah.
That's still not good.
I think the bottom line is this guy is clearly being brought in to eat up innings, and that's a lot to give up for a guy who eats up innings.
Yes. It's a lot to give up for somebody that's not actually a good pitcher.
Right.
He's not Astros caliber.
Right.
Yeah, he's going to get – all right, I guess that's – we got to remember – let's not take it out on him. He needs our support in this moment in his life when he is Kikuchi
it's
being
Kikuchi. It's not Kikuchi's fault.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not Kikuchi's fault.
Right.
You know,
let's give him a big group hug when he gets here and tell him it's not his fault.
People were pretty cool to Abreu himself, right? Like, I would see all these people.
For the most part,
I would see these people on social media saying, like, hey, don't be mad at Abreu.
Okay.
Be mad at Right. But, like, you're still going to get upset when he's up there and not playing
well.
For sure. It doesn't mean that you think Abreu's a bad guy
or anything. No, but it's a good point. If you're power ranking the people who Astro fans got mad at with the entire Abreu situation,
I think it went
Bagwell, Crane, Abreu himself. I don't think – I mean, there was no GM to blame.
Blame Dana Brown for that.
Actually, I'd even throw Reggie Jackson in there.
Put Espada there, too, even though it wasn't his fault. It was that he had to be the guy getting up there and saying the weird things.
Yeah. Espada's kind of on an island because he is only there for part of it. Like,
it wasn't justified, but people were lashing out at Espada.
During this season, they were. For sure. I did. Yeah, absolutely. I was out on Joe Espada because of some of his janky-ass Abreu answers in press conferences.
You only just recently took down that dartboard with Espada's face on it. Yeah.
That's right. Amy's like, why do you have that in our kitchen? And I'm like, Abreu.
To your credit, you're horrible at darts. So it wasn't like you were actually striking.
No. I'm like, Amy,
in the
move.
Eye all that
you're
going to
get hit.
Yeah.
And then I think if this morning we're power ranking the people who are angry with this Kikuchi trade, I think it's Dana Brown for sure. You raised a great question, which is, do you think this is more Crane or do you think this is Dana Brown? And I think it's both. But I do think there was probably a mandate to go get us a pitcher.
Yeah.
And I think Dana Brown jumped. I think a lot of it is timing. This is probably something. I wasn't angry that the Astros didn't go get a starting pitcher in the offseason that was a rotation-level guy because I don't think anybody could have planned for the degree to which this rotation got ravaged by injuries. This is just a nobody. What are you going to go do? Spend big money, $15-20 million on a starting pitcher? Well, just in case Verlander, France, Javier, Urquidy, Fromber went on the Fromber had a shoulder for a little while. Like, in case literally everybody but Hunter Brown gets hurt.
Yeah.
Then we need to go get a starting pitcher. Like, they're at this stage where they're having to pay these above market prices is not something I'm as agitated about as others are.
Right.
You know?
That they have to do this because of the situation they're in.
Yeah. Like, they have to.
And that the market is, I guess the big thing will be, like you said, let's watch the other dominoes fall. And everybody's been writing about and talking about just how much of a seller's market this is, and that there's every team that needs something needs a starting pitcher. That, all right, watch the dominoes fall and see if this is above or below the market.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I want to see what 3 o'clock looks like today.
If other good teams are willing to cough up this much.
Yeah.
Then it'll start to feel a little bit different. It's always tough though when you're a fan of the team and you've grown attached to these players in some regard.
That's it. That's what I was saying earlier. We're too close to these guys.
Bloss, even though through his struggles and everything, like, he clearly wasn't supposed to be up in the majors yet. He was in college just a little over a year ago, and you start to envision what he might become.
Yeah.
Lo Perfido was, you know, you might not win that series this weekend without Lo Perfido in the field.
That's correct.
You know?
Yeah.
Kikuchi, I'm guessing, is a batter. He sucks too. So
his strikeout rate is probably Lo Perfido-esque.
There's less of a chance of you winning that series this weekend with Kikuchi than with Lo Perfido.
Yeah.
Because neither of them can do anything for you at the plate, but at least Lo Perfido can be a hoover for you in the outfield.
People like Lo Perfido's a solid prospect.
He's got the good face.
On a team.
Let's go old school baseball. That's why this is idiotic by both analytical standards and back of the baseball card.
Yes.
Old school baseball scout would just say, oh, look at the guy. He's a winner. You can tell.
Yep.
You know?
3 o'clock today, man. That's right. Lo Perfido.
Just look
he's got
at
that
him.
Winning face.
Yeah.
He's handsome. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. So we'll wrap things up. We'll get you ready for day 10 of practice today. Seth alluded to it. I like poking my head in on some of the other training camps from time to time. And Deshaun Watson was one of them earlier this week, man. Just when it looks like he might be getting some goodwill back with the fan base up there, he goes and has a press conference like the one he had earlier this week, man. It's wild.
He's a victim. He's the victim.
Yeah,
everybody remember in Cleveland, he's the victim.
Wait till you hear from our buddy Deshaun Watson up there in Cleveland. That is coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Everybody knows it. Toyota trucks are the stuff of legends. Rugged, durable, everlasting. Toyota makes trucks that just don't quit. And now, Toyota is driving that legacy toward the future with two of their most powerful trucks ever, the new Tundra and the all-new Tacoma. In a half-ton Tundra, you can rule the roads. From the comfort of a spacious cabin with connected tech and plenty of hauling power, the Tundra is ready to work hard and play even harder. Or check out the all-new 24 Tacoma, redesigned and electrified to maximize your adventure. With a bevy of available off-road driving and power transfer modes, you will effortlessly crush the conditions. And with the Tacoma's reimagined interior, you'll do it in style. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.